Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Unbelievable. It's the good, the bad, the dumb as we continue on a throwback Thursday. Hey, one minor correction. The Eagles won that game 19-17. 17-12 was the score before the fumble. I transferred those two. So the Eagles with Herm Edwards winning at the Meadowlands on this date in 1978. But that's not good or bad. That's just what it is, depending on your outlook.
Just history.
Yeah, it's just history. For maybe Eton, it was good when he was a young man. For my father, it was terrible. He was a Giants fan. But let's get the good of the day, Ron Culver.
The good of the day would have been maybe someone who would have called that game back in the day, but he wasn't around just yet. Or he was around, but he wasn't doing his job just yet. But the good of the day, we got to go to Jim Nantz.
Jim Nantz.
Who is asking for a new contract, or will finish out his current one. He's doing the right thing, finishing out his current deal, but is asking CBS, hey, you're going to need a pay up.
Pay up by how much?
Well, he wants to make three times what he's making right now.
Is there a reason why he's asking for triple his salary? Is he an underpaid broadcaster?
He is an extremely underpaid broadcaster.
All right, how much does he make a year? Does it say in the article?
Yeah, he's making about $6 million a year.
That is way, way underpaid for what he does.
For what he does. And all he's looking for is some Tony Romo money. Tony Romo, who has no experience, after 1 year, signed a $180 million deal.
That's insane.
10 years.
That's insane.
Right?
Yeah.
And little old Jim Nantz over here, who let's count on our hand how many, what are the big three sports that he does cover for CBS?
Football, basketball, and golf. He does everything.
He does it all.
He does everything for, what does CBS have that he doesn't do?
Right.
They don't have NBA. They don't have baseball. I mean, they don't carry NASCAR. What, college football? He doesn't do college football because he does the NFL.
Yeah. And not only the NFL, he does the national TV game.
He is the head spotlight guy. You know, let me tell you something, man. Practice putting greens at Pebble Beach aren't cheap. You got to make some of that coin to keep up with the Pebble Beach lifestyle that Jim Nantz has grown accustomed to.
But this is one of those weird moments, or like contract dispute moments, where I sit there and go, he deserves it.
He does deserve it. $6 million is way too little he's doing.
He's making $6.5 million. That deal will end next summer. By comparison, Tony Romo's making about 18.
No, that would drive me crazy. I'm sorry, that would drive me crazy.
And then if we look at Joe Buck, and this is somebody else who I think is underpaid. Joe Buck and Mike Tirico make roughly the same. They only make $10.5 million a year.
Okay, Tirico makes about the same as Buck?
Yeah.
Okay, what in the world is happening at these institutions?
And then you wonder why. NBC, yeah, I don't get it. I don't get, why does Tony Romo get so much?
See, that's the danger zone, right? Because, okay, you've got a CBS game between Pittsburgh and Kansas City, right? Does somebody go, man, I ain't watching that game. That game's a dud. But Tony Romo's broadcasting it, so I better watch it.
Oh, yeah, I'm on it.
Yeah, I might as well watch it because Tony Romo is, like, if you have a television show, like, look, I don't know what's on TV these days, but I guess Big Bang Theory, okay? And you've got, what's the guy's name? Okay, he's still not on. But that was on. Hold on. The guy played Jim Parsons. Jim Parsons, the guy who played Sheldon, right?
Yeah.
He's a big character on that show. If he leaves, the whole dynamic of the show changes to a point where you don't have a show, right? It's like when Michael J. Fox wanted to leave Family Ties, you weren't going to build the show around the little kid, the little baby that was growing up.
You can't
Michael J. Fox.
And you can't really build it around Skippy.
Right. So the organization, the whole entity of what you're selling to the public, you watch, so we'll sell you some commercials. You need to pay those stars the money that they deserve. Otherwise, you have nothing. You don't necessarily need Romo to have a successful NFL broadcast. It helps. It really helps that he's giving you the insight, and he may be good for a tick or two in the ratings, but not three times more than Nantz. That doesn't make sense. Nantz should easily be $10 million a year for what he delivers. He works for CBS, for crying out loud.
At least $10 million. Now, he's looking for, obviously,
he's looking for 18.
He's looking for 18 around there. He just wants to make some Tony Romo money. But if you look at it, it's like, all right, hey, CBS, you're literally paying him $6 million per sport that he covers.
Right.
That brings in billions of dollars for you. In a normal year, we know that this year was kind of odd.
Right.
But in a normal year, you got to imagine they're pocketing several hundred millions of dollars for the coverage of the Final Four tournament, the Masters, and every NFL game on a Sunday.
I can't wait. If he renegotiates his deal, it's going to take about 10 seconds before Buck is going to be like, guys, here at Fox, I need to talk to you about what I'm getting paid, because baseball and the NFL and even a little golf require more of my time.
Well, I mean, does he sit there and go, guys, look at this. 2020 alone, do you remember a stretch where I worked 14 straight
Absolutely.
Days?
Absolutely.
Flying back and forth. I thank you for the jet. And that one Monday off that I had.
I'm calling the World Series and your NFL games and the Thursday night game. Yeah, start to pony up if Nance is getting that kind of coin.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes sense. Now, you know, by comparison, Al Michaels makes roughly the same as Nance, $6 million a year.
Al Michaels has been doing this since I was a child.
Right, but at the same time, Al Michaels works, maybe 1-2 days a week.
It's true.
Jim Nance is, I mean, and Al Michaels doesn't cover any other sport anymore. Hey,
you want to know why these guys are in their 70s are still doing this? Because the check's clear. Right?
Yes.
It's hard to give up that kind of money.
And they're just, and all they're doing is talking football. It's something they would do anyway if they went to your local pub.
All right, we got to get to the bad of the day.
Well, that could have been bad, but I wanted to make it good. I want Jim Nance to feel how much we respect
him. We love Jim Nance.
And you know what? Just pay the man.
Underpaid. We both agree he's underpaid.
The bat of the day is Justin Herbert.
Okay.
I'm feeling a Samson type situation going on. Because I don't know if you caught this yesterday, but Justin Herbert cut off all his hair.
I saw he cut off his hair. I did not see a picture of what he looked like.
Oh,
I saw on Twitter people doing the Justin Herbert challenge.
Yeah.
Showing pictures of their bad haircuts.
Yeah, that also is also part of the bad of the day because, God, I mean, that's how you know that was not a good idea to cut your hair. He had great lettuce on top of that head of his.
So he had a good head of hair?
He had a good head of hair, and now he regressed in age.
I mean, but why did he do this? Was it some part of...
There's rumors that it was the a strength and conditioning coach cut his hair for him.
Okay.
I don't know if he
not
was
a hazing, rookie hazing type of thing.
I don't know if it was a hazing
Tebow had to go
thing.
Through this in Denver.
Yeah, I'm hoping it was not a hazing rookie thing because, I mean, you know, he could have been the next Troy Polamalu for Head and Shoulders.
Oh, okay, I got you.
He had good flowing locks. And
okay.
Now I'm afraid because, you know, we all know what the story of Samson.
That's true.
I'm afraid. And we've seen it happen to athletes before. Most of the time it's when a good athlete who has long hair and scruffy beards goes to the Yankees.
Yeah, that's right.
And
they have to shave off everything.
And shaven. I mean, you know, Garrett Cole did okay, but he wasn't spectacular.
Yeah, you never know. You never know.
You know, Johnny Damon kind of got lost. Jacoby Ellsbury? Remember
him? Jacoby Ellsbury, yeah.
He did the same thing.
Yep.
He cut off all his hair and... There's a reason why Troy Polamalu never cut his hair.
That's right.
And that's the reason why.
Wasn't it a little religious reason for Troy Polamalu? Wasn't he growing it out for
maybe
something?
Yeah. Part
or
of his
tradition,
heritage.
Part of his heritage. Part maybe not heritage. Religious. Religion is different than heritage. Maybe it was just part of his heritage.
Yeah. Part of the Samoan Pacific Islander heritage.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That makes sense to me.
All right, well, I'll have to take a look at Justin Herbert's new haircut.
Yeah.
I've had some pretty bad haircuts in my day, but the good news about haircuts is it grows back.
It grows back, and hopefully he's in contention for rookie of the year. Yeah.
My wife had to cut my hair during COVID, and it wasn't very good, but I didn't care because I wasn't leaving the house. So I said, all right. She was like, I'm just shaving it off. She goes, I don't even know how to done. Just cut this thing. I was like, go ahead. It's COVID. I don't care. But I think I have a picture of it probably somewhere around here. Maybe I'll be part of the Justin Herbert challenge.
You should. Yeah. I got one. I remember I had one where I had spiked hair, buzz cut spiked hair when I was a 10-year-old, 11-year-old, I don't know.
Yeah.
Got the old flat top.
Yep, exactly. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, do you have any supermarkets called Giant in your neighborhood?
I do not, but I know of Giant.
You know of Giant?
Yes.
Well, timing is everything. They posted a huge ad, you know, to get people to come to the store, and this is what the ad said. Hosting? Plan a super spread.
Plan a super spread.
Yeah.
And so they were talking about the spread of food?
They're talking about spread of food, like giant
shrimp
platter.
Rather than spreading the virus.
Spreading the virus, which a lot of people like took offense to because...
Of course.
You know, super spread, maybe not the best choice of words this time of the year.
Yeah, because everything is a super spreader event.
Yes.
Right? If you gather with... If you gather with seven people, it's a super spreader. You had this wedding, it's a super spreader event.
Right.
Right? Super spreader event at this wedding or this event or this high school thing or whatever it is the media wants to drive
what,
home.
More than 10 people, it's a super spreader event.
Exactly. A birthday dinner in San Francisco, a super spreader event.
Yeah.
All right, sorry. I did throw that one in there.
Oh, you mean at the French Laundry?
At the French Laundry. That's one of the most expensive restaurants in the world, apparently.
Yeah. I think that's more in Napa.
Is that more Napa?
I think it's more Napa.
I don't know.
I think.
I don't know where it is.
I remember. I know like the gist of it is that it's about $400 a plate or $400 a person. But
good God. Does it come on a gold plate?
It's a 4 or 5 course meal, and it usually takes about 4 hours to consume.
Ugh. God, I hate those.
Yeah.
I don't have time for that.
I'm not saying it takes 4 hours to eat.
They bring
all the food.
Little food.
They probably bring out like, you know, a little cracker with some expensive cheese on it.
Here's
like,
some crab paste that's on a cracker.
That's $200 for that cracker.
No,
No. That's what I remember of the French Laundry. I've never partaken in it.
How you remember the French Laundry. I didn't know it existed until I heard that story.
Yeah.
Good for you.
But
that you roll with that kind of $400 plate crowd that you knew what that was.
No, that's...
Why is it called the French Laundry? Is there a reason behind it?
But see, like a weird name. The reason why I know of it is because honeymooned in Napa.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did they suggest you and your bride go to the French Laundry?
Friends did and said, you should check out this restaurant. We're like, we're not that taste. We're going to this nice Italian restaurant that's across the street from the hotel that we're staying in.
Very nice. All right.
The main thing for us was wine tasting. But you know what? Timing is everything. But it's so funny.
That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. And by the way, next week, it's the holidays. We are at Thanksgiving. I don't care how you're spending it, how many people you're spending it. You know what you do on Thanksgiving.
Have a super spread.
You have a super spread. You overeat. You indulge in the good food and drink. And then guess what? A lot of times, you don't feel so good afterwards. That's why you need Nauseen, upset stomach, and nausea remedy. It's quick-dissolving chewable tablets. And guess what? It's in wild cherry flavor. I love wild cherry. I don't like cherries, but I like wild cherry flavored things.
Well, you know,
Lifesavers, Nauseen drops, all of it. I love wild cherry flavor.
I will say this, that Nauseen is going to definitely come in handy. My wife and I were talking about our menu, and I'm already getting heartburn thinking about it. Not one thing has been cooked yet, and I can't wait. I'm like, oh,
I know,
you know
I'm
what?
Dying. Can't
Go
wait.
Ahead, pile it on. Nauseen's here for the rescue.
You just chew 2 or 4 tablets. It's available in the digestive section at most leading retailers. It's non-drowsy, no aspirin, no caffeine, no chalky medicinal flavor or bitter aftertaste. That's what you get in a lot of those.
That's
yikes.
The best part.
None of that with Nauseen. Again, check them out. You know you're going to need some this holiday season, so get on it right now. Nauseen, again, available in the digestive section at most leading retailers. Good, the bad, and the dumb. It's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.